relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. You know me, guys. I love being on this side of the microphone 3 hours a day. As my friend Dennis Prager says, we get paid to tell people what we think. And I get to invite amazing guests on my show. But still, sometimes I'm interviewed by the hosts of other shows. And the guest today, well, I was on his not too long ago. You may not heard of him. He is rather iconoclastic when it comes to podcasts. And here's a little bit of evidence.
Going back to the question, you still haven't answered it.
No, because I don't think I...
It's just your opinion. I'm not looking for a factual statement.
I would be super excited if Elon said, yeah, Trump's the guy. But I don't think it really makes a difference. I don't think people walk in to the ballot box and say, yeah, I'm voting for Ron.
But I don't disagree. But here's the question. I don't disagree if anybody endorses Trump, meaning... The Trump vote, no one cares if you endorse him.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But what matters is to DeSantis.
Oh, DeSantis.
So if a Musk says, I'm DeSantis and here's $50-100 million, how big of an endorsement is that for DeSantis?
I'll give you my answer.
Please.
It's irrelevant.
And it was irrelevant. I never traveled to do interviews. I did for this guy. He is the creator of Valuetainment. I went to his mothership in Florida. The one and only Patrick Bet-David. Welcome to the Manhood Hour.
It's great to be on.
All right, so I have so many. I got a list of questions to ask you. But first, we have to talk about who is PBD. I know above all else, we have to start with you're an Assyrian, then an American, then a very successful businessman. But you have a rather... I know everybody in the podcast world, right? Because I do 3 hours of radio a day. I have my podcast. I have my TV show. You do something a little bit different. And you have a galaxy of guests on your show, many of whom I wouldn't have on my show. It's a very heterogeneous mix. It's very successful. Just last week, you had my buddy David Rubin on, who predicted within 24 hours that Candace Owens was going to be out at the Daily Wire, and so it occurred. So let's talk about first how you got to where you are today. And let's put a little photograph up that might be a little tease of a young, handsome man in the U.S. Army. So tell us the PBD story, Patrick.
Born and raised in Iran, lived there 10 years to an Armenian mother and a Syrian father. 6 weeks after Khomeini dies, we escape to Germany, go to a refugee camp, live there for a year and a half. And I come to the States 6 years after living in Glendale, California. I join the Army. I go to the 101st Airborne, do that for a couple of years. I get out. I want to be the next Mr. Olympia, the next Arnold, marrying a Kennedy, going into Hollywood, winning a few Mr. Olympias, marrying a Kennedy, and then all of a sudden, I meet a Janvier, and Janvier introduced me to Morgan Stanley Dean Witter, and I fully said bodybuilding isn't for me, and I stepped away and started working at Morgan Stanley Dean Witter a day before 9/11, literally on Monday, day before 9/11, and I'm supposed to go to New York for my training, and they changed the plans, and I went to Mark Hopkins Hotel San Francisco. And after Morgan Stanley, I went to Transamerica World Financial. I was there for about 7.5 years, did very well. And in October of 2009, started my own insurance company, high volume recruiting, life insurance agency, grew it from 66 agents to nearly 50,000 agents in 49 states. And we ended up selling that company 2 years ago and part-time started doing YouTube. And then all of a sudden that turned into 100,000 subs, 500,000 subs, 1 million subs. I think we have today 7-8 million subscribers on YouTube and podcasts, and it turned into a consulting firm, BetDavidConsulting.com, and it turned into a product development business. And then, anyways, long story short, There's a media component to it, and we're now based out of Fort Lauderdale. Married, four kids. I've been married now almost 15 years in a couple months. But yes, we reside in the great state of Florida. And I lived in California 24 years, 5 years in Dallas, Texas, 3 years in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And the most important thing is, just like me, you are a Libran, like all the best people born in October.
You're right.
What are you categorically? Because it's very difficult. There's no taxonomy that easily fits a Bette David today, because there are podcasters who are podcasters, and that's what they do. But when I was on your show in Florida, you ran a very tight ship. And as soon as we'd done, you know, the hour and a half, you were off to a business meeting, which is clearly you're running not just a podcast, but a business enterprise as well. Are you more of a Jeremy Boring who actually can run a podcast at the same time? If you had to have one word for what you're doing, who are you, Patrick Bette David?
I'm a businessman. I'm an entrepreneur. That's my core. I look at everything from the lens of a strategist, sequencing, solution, edge, differentiation. I look at it data. I'm a numbers guy. Since I was in high school, I didn't have good grades. I had a 1.8 GPA in high school, but I aced calculus and math and math analysis and trigonometry. So I'm a numbers guy. But business is one, and I run nine companies right now. So as a person who's running nine companies and gradually stepping away from one of them in the next 3-4 months, the other eight companies, three of them are growing exponentially in a major way, and it's a lot of work. And we grew from a couple employees in South Florida to now almost 100 employees here full time in South Florida. But behind closed doors, most people have no idea that we consult for nearly 5,000 businesses from 60 plus countries, and those engagements keep getting bigger and bigger with Bette David Consulting, and we have a product development side on a product that we built, and they're all integrated businesses feeding each other. So the podcast side is, you know, I've been talking about business and entrepreneurship for the longest time, but we had the number one channel on YouTube for entrepreneurship. And I can't stop thinking about politics, because my mother was she came from a family of communists. Their Bible was the Communist Manifesto. Wow. My dad, their family were imperialists. They believed the Shah was the greatest thing that ever happened to Iran. And I'm in the middle of it, and I watched my parents go through a couple divorces to each other in 20 years. They got married, divorced in 20 years. And those debates I watched regularly. On one side, one family thought rich people were greedy. The other side, my dad thought poor people were lazy. And I try to figure out who was right. And so...
But let me ask you, you could just be running your nine companies, which clearly you're very good at. What's the value added from the entrepreneur perspective for your podcast? Is it the brand building? I'm curious.
Yeah, so I'm a natural king maker. I'm a Don King, Dana White. I'm a coach. I'm a let me see what you got and elevate you. That's very natural to me to do that. I'm not trying to be the scorer. I'm not trying to be the face. I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm comfortable with that as well. So it's not like I have a hard time doing that. I have a message. I have a method of communicating, which I don't mind using. But I like building things. And for me to talk the podcast on why I do it is because I love America. This country's changed my life in ways that doesn't make any sense to me. Half the time I wake up and I look at my life and I say, you know, I'm either the luckiest man alive, or I have God's favor, or I'm living in the greatest country in the world, or all of the above. And I'm comfortable with all three. But I'm a protector, and I don't like what's going on in America. I think there's a lot of deceptive manipulators out there that are trying to destroy the greatest nation in the world. And a lot of people are for sale. And there's a lot of people that have a lot of money that are using their money to silence a lot of people. And I feel like some of the people on the right side who have a lot of money are more concerned about their country club memberships and being invited to the right dinners. And unfortunately, they're afraid. Yeah. And they're afraid to put their name on the line. And, you know, few people are willing to do it. And if God's given me these resources, these relationships, these talents, I don't mind going and fighting against a bully. That doesn't make me uncomfortable. I actually look forward to it. So that's one of the reasons why I do what I do on a daily basis.
All right, we've only just started. We're getting to know Patrick Bette David, host of the PBD podcast. Follow him at Patrick Bette David. Valuetainment The website is vt.com. We're going to discuss his new venture in a moment, but in the meantime, check out his book. It's got a rather intriguing title. It is Choose Your Enemies Wisely, Business Planning for the Audacious Few. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Manhood Hour. What are you doing July 4th weekend? Are you looking for something fun to do with some patriots? How about being on a luxury cruise liner in the most beautiful state of the Union? It is the Patriots Alaska Cruise. If you missed our trip to Israel, we took 350 of our dearest listeners there. It was incredible. Now we're going a little bit closer to home, June 29th to July 6th. Just me, my bride, our colleagues, Mike Gallagher out of New York. We're going to have Jennifer Horn, Christy Garland, just people who love America like you do. Over 300 cabins sold already. Get a discount today. Join us. Check out the amazing itinerary. Hang out with people who love America as much as you do. And you get to smoke cigars with me as well. SebGorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorka.com. And click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it. Dear friends, you've heard the stories we have shared with you in just the last 3 weeks about people who are being assaulted in terms of their civil rights, their freedom of speech. 12-year-old boys who go to school in Massachusetts and have a t-shirt on that says there are only two genders, and Liam Morrison is punished by that public school. What's the right response? The right response is to fight all the way to the Supreme Court. But how are you going to do it? You're going to need people like the Alliance Defending Freedom, the superstar attorneys who don't charge their clients a penny. Not Liam, not 12-year-old Liam, not Jack the cake baker, and they fight for all of us. Will you make a donation today? It is tax deductible. Support their work by going to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Stand with ADF banner at the top. Next time, it could be you, and ADF will be there for you. But please, make a difference today. It's one of the most important things you can do for all of our freedoms here in America. You can call in your gift, 855-374-4767. That's 855-374-4767. Or just go to my website, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Stand with the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top. All right, Patrick, it is clear. You walk a very deft line in your interviews. Your values come through, especially when you talk about your love of family, conservative values. You're not overtly political, and you have all kinds of guests on your show, but your love of country just exudes through every pore of your being. Give us your analysis of where the nation stands right now. We've got this insane footage from Thursday that somebody we know took from the border of what literally looks just like an invasion. It's gone viral. It won't be viral on CNN or anywhere else. And you see footage like this, which is, you know, as if it's happening in Haiti, but that's the Texan National Guard. So I got to ask you, are you long or short on America, this civilization of which America is the, you know, the apotheosis? Are you still so in love with our country after images like this?
Yes, because you need a balance of two things. In order to win in life, as a parent, as a business owner, as a military soldier, as a American, you have to be overly optimistic and believe that the future looks bright, because the enemy hates that. The enemy wants you to be mentally and emotionally defeated and weak and scared, because that's how they beat you. They first beat you mentally and emotionally, then they beat you, right? So, and they can't stand hope. They can't stand people with hope. They can't stand people who believe in God. If you go back and look at history with some of these dictators, how they try to take everything away from them, they took away faith and hope. Once you beat them there, the rest is easy. They'll cave to you and do whatever you want them to do. So for me, the concept of being optimistic, being hopeful, being convinced that the future looks bright, and the other side is being overly paranoid. Because at the end of the day, only the paranoid survive. When you start a business, you start a business saying, I believe one day we can do it better than XYZ, right? But if you're not paranoid on the back end that you're about to run out of money, boom, you run out of money, you're going bankrupt. So you have to be thinking about both ways. When you win, all of a sudden you start doing $100 million a year, $200 million a year, billion a year. Like, oh my God, we've made it. There is no one that can take us down. And somebody else comes about because you got casual and they take you out because they came out with a new innovation. So these are things that we have to be aware of. In America today, my confidence comes from the fact that logic and common sense eventually prevails. Meaning, you can sit there and talk about we have 50 different genders, right? And then eventually, people are going to say, listen, what are you talking about? Yeah, what's wrong with, you know, transgenders competing in the women's sports? Oh, really? You claim you're a feminist? Of course. Do you realize the level of hypocrisy when you claim you're for women, but you're not? You're for men who think they're women to compete against women. Well, I think women are equal. Just the other day, I was getting blood work done, okay? And they're showing all these charts, okay, where you need to be with your height and weight and your body fat percentage and your level of this and your level of that. Do you, and the number of push-ups you should do to be healthy and the minutes you should run a mile and to be healthy. Do you know in every single measurable category, the standards and expectation for everything, men were expected to be higher than women, and it wasn't even close. Now, is this guy that runs these charts from the FDA, is he sexist? Is he feminine? What is he? So this isn't logically, it makes no sense. But the fact that some people quietly sit there and are like, well, maybe we need to think about it. Maybe they can be confused for 6 months, for 12 months, for you cannot be confused for 10 years. Eventually, you're going to wake up and say, that was a terrible idea. We got to move on. Unfortunately, those ideas have had a little bit too much momentum for too long because of a handful of communities that are destroying America. The tolerant Christians are hurting America. These guys are just sitting around saying, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. No, it's not. We need a little bit of intolerance when it comes down to certain set of values and principles. The do your thing libertarians, I don't care what you do, just as long as you do your thing, you let me do my thing, we're going to be okay. But the other side, that you let them do their thing, now they're trying to do their thing to your kids, and now you're like, wait a minute, what are you doing here? Well, I thought you said do your thing. Or the Republicans, who are these rich guys living in Palm Beach or certain parts of New York or certain parts of the Texas and have all this money. But God forbid, you know, if they quietly, they stay quiet. I don't want to look. We want to get invited to the parties, babe. So, hey, kids, when you go to school, make sure nobody knows that we don't. No. Yeah, you're scared. You're a pansy. Why are you a pansy? What happened to fighting for the greatest country in the world? I think I can keep going on and on, but I'll stop. These communities need to stand up and realize what our founding fathers did to give us the life that we have today. They put their lives on the line. They risked everything for much less than we have right now, for much less than we have right now. But they were willing to put everything on the line. I think, you know, certain people right now, the man upstairs is watching and waiting for people to rise up and fight. And we simply want to be one of them. And hopefully we can make them proud with our fight the next 40 years.
I think we've got the title for this episode of The Manhood Hour, Eric. Why are you a pansy? Or we need more intolerant Christians. We're talking to Patrick Bet-David. He is the author of the brand new book, Choose Your Enemies Wisely. If you enjoy the show, make sure you are subscribed to our podcast. We're on every platform. Never miss an episode of The Manhood Hour. Just plug in my name, Seb Gorka, America First, on the Salem Podcast Network, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, whichever one you prefer. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. Don't forget also to give us a follow on social media. I'm everywhere except the fascistic YouTube platform. So just put Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, you name it. You can watch us. We are a TV show as well on your Roku, your Fire Stick device, your Samsung plugs, or just download the Salem News Channel app. And for unique content from me, articles written by me, and direct access to me, the latest one about the president's interview on our show for a whole hour. Did you hear President Trump? It was something else. Check out my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word. I know it's weird. SebastianGorka.substack.com. And if you'd like to have that America back, if you want to have national sovereignty and a border and prosperity and security, fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45, Trump 2024. And of course, it's made in America, along with all of our America First gear. The most important item of which, I think the most important thing we've ever put on the website, is just a photograph on a T-shirt of a young girl, a beautiful young girl, who is no longer with us. And the T-shirt says, say her name, Laken Riley. All available at SebGorkaStore.com with all of my books as well. That's SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. If you enjoy America First, support those who make it possible. Great patriots, friends of President Trump, like Mike Lindell. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million of your taxpayer money every year. This is a free market enterprise. Mike invented the MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. There's a reason he sold 81 million of them. But are you aware he's got more than 200 other items on his website made by Americans here in the U.S. for you? Get up to 66% off and use my name for free shipping as well. Call up a human being. How nice is that? Don't go online and buy Chinese tat on Amazon. 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. And it's even for your four-legged friends. Titus, our new canine, stole Killian's MyPillow pet bed because it's just so cozy. Get yours today, MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right, best question of all in the manhood hour, the one that we get all kinds of eclectic answers to. Hopefully it should be your father in most cases. For some people it's not. It's an uncle, it's a grandfather, it's a football coach. When you think of what it means to be a man, and your father as well, who do you think had the greatest influence upon your understanding of that? And how much of your attitude to the world today as a man is shaped by, what was it? Was it Drill Sergeant Green? You posted a video about the drill sergeant. So answer the question about who gave you the greatest influence and then why you posted that story about your drill sergeant.
I think that my dad put the fearlessness of telling the truth. That was the one thing. He said, you know, never be afraid of the truth. Probably my dad told me that a few thousand times from the day I was born till 10 years old. And that's really the most time I spent with him during those 10 years. Never be afraid of the truth. So he put that character in, you know, who I was and who I was going to be as a man. And he taught me hard work and continuously working and the fight, all of that stuff. Drill Sergeant Green was able to, you know, handle my ego as a young man coming up to think how tough I was when all of a sudden me and a couple other guys very quickly put us in our place when this calm 5'8", 5'9 guy put us in his Humvee and we went to the back 40 and took off his BDU jacket and his, you know, he said, hey, no hat. I'm not a drill sergeant right now. Who wants to go first? And one by one by one, he single-handedly, you know, made sure we knew he was the alpha, except hitting our face. He hit everywhere but the face, so no marks were being left. And then we got back in the Humvee and respectfully said, moving forward, whatever I tell you to do, you do. You're not gangsters here. And he was right. That was Drill Sergeant Green. I would add another man named Rich, who I looked up to on the way he handled his family, his wife, his kids. his faith, his way of dealing with others, really respected the way he did business. But there's a handful of men that had major impact on my life. Those three would probably be three out of the top five.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And when you look at the state of young men in America today, and you are a father, if you had to write a curriculum for the bare minimum of what we as fathers must pass on to our progeny, to our young sons, would it be a repeat of what your father said, or would you add something else? What are the essential lessons that you'd like to impart to the next generation of American young boys?
So since these kids were young, we always did a certain affirmation together regularly on a daily basis. It was first you say your name, so it goes like this, I, Dylan James Bet David, Dylan James Bet David. Well, one day, be a great leader. The key word in this sentence is not I, it's not Dylan James Bet David, it's will one day, meaning you're not one right now, because there is nothing in life more honorable and noble than being a leader amongst leaders. So that is an affirmation we've been saying for a long time, because I want them to aspire to be great leaders. At 28 years old, I realized what my ultimate goal in life was. It wasn't to be a billionaire. It wasn't to be a millionaire. It wasn't to live in a big house, have all the fancy cars and the nice clothes and the nice all this. Nope. It was to one day be respected amongst other leaders, that you are leading leaders. So the mindset of a leader is one, but the mindset of being a leader amongst leaders is something else. Your set of standards and expectations needs to be higher than even those who see themselves as leaders. That's a lot of work. Four other things that we regularly talk about. We lead in every situation we're in. We respect people. We improve, because that gives you peace of mind. As long as you improve, eventually everything's going to work itself out. Lead, respect, improve, and love. You got to love people, because everyone's dealing with something. We don't bully people, but we also don't get bullied. So those are two things you got to go through. And we used to pray for four things, but now we only pray for three things. It used to be courage, wisdom, tolerance, understanding. But obviously, tolerance is gone. We're only praying for courage, wisdom, and understanding. Those three. Because if you're going to do something big with your life, you have to have courage. If you're going to be leading people older than you, you got to have wisdom. And if you want to really be able to move all different types of people, you have to have understanding, or else you're going to be one-dimensional.
Yeah. Yeah. You recently posted something on Instagram about how you never know what the other person is going through, and it was rather powerful. Valuetainment, VT.com, at Patrick Bet David on social media, and I highly recommend you subscribe. It's free right now. Go to the PBD podcast on YouTube or whichever platform you prefer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Manhood Hour, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for 5 years now, morning and evening, and the lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, for almost a decade, left me just 2 weeks after I started. But it's not just me. It's also the experience of people like Debron from Massachusetts. Just listen to Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That story should be your story. Find out today. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Debron, and over a million of your fellow Americans. Call right now, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you will ever sleep on. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size for $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the My Pillow Company continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their products. To get those specials, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98 and king size for $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let me correct that. We've been doing this for about a year now. Not to get too political on these podcasts, but then I realized I was telling everybody out there that if you're a Christian, you got to be political because everything's been politicized, from whether your kids can go to school, whether they have to wear a mask, whether a man can go into the girls' changing room. So just suck it up, buttercup. Everything's political. So even on the Manhood podcast, we're going to get a little bit political. And I don't want to get you in trouble, but I don't think you care. I see a little bit of Trump in you because of your fearlessness. And I want to run something past you as a kind of sanity check. Because I've been trying to work it out. And I know I worked for the guy and whatever. And I support him and you know, hope, you know, God willing, if we do our part, he wins. But do you have any theory as to why he is so utterly and irrationally detested that he's facing 700 years in prison and New York is on the cusp of taking $500 million worth of his assets and giving it to the state, which is the definition of communism? I've had this theory that he's so alpha that the, you know, the beta soy latte drinking pseudo men detest him, but I don't think that's enough. Do you have a theory?
One of my favorite quotes of all time, it's I think by a German philosopher, is if a lion could speak, we could not understand him. a lion doesn't expect the world to speak his language. A lion doesn't wake up every day trying to explain to others why he thinks a certain way. You're not going to win or succeed. A lion does his best to lead others to the best of his abilities, understanding that if you give all the details and a mindset of what it is to be a lion, you'll scare the crap out of everybody. And you may even sound a little bit egotistical, like you're better than everybody else. But the mindset of a lion, you don't teach it. It just happens at one point and a decision has to be made. Sometimes it's life, the way you're raised and certain experiences you're in. Sometimes it's your father or your mother that kept feeding you the same thing over and over and over again that eventually became normal to you. Sometimes it's a DNA and a wiring that you have. And sometimes something happens in your life where you just sit there and say, I'm sorry, what was this? No, you're not going to do this right now. For as long as I'm around, this behavior is not going to happen. And those types of people typically, when they go through it, they're able to handle criticism and hate and targeting and defamation in ways very, very few people in the world can handle. And he's in that category and he's taking it. And by the way, I don't know if anybody's been able to take it at the levels that he's been able to take it, because anybody previous to him, forget about the amount of wealth or fame or experience they had or knowledge they had in politics. We didn't have the amount of tools that's out there today with social media where you're being hit. If you used to be hit by 50 different places on any given day, you're being hit by 500,000 different places on any given day today on Twitter, social, YouTube, Instagram, you name it, all over the place. So whether you respect this man or not, whether you like him or not, whether you're going to vote for him or not, there is no way you cannot respect his thick skin, because most people could not handle that. And by the way, the one thing about envy is it's not hard to identify when somebody's coming from a place in envy. It's not, because you know how hard it is when later on in your life, when you're 65, 75 years old, and you're at that, Thanksgiving dinner, and your grandkids are sitting there, and your kids are sitting there, and maybe you have some great-grandkids at that time, and they're coming to you, and they love you because you're the grandfather or the grandmother, but they're not really coming to you because you really spread your wings at one point, and you went above and beyond. Do you know what life of regret at the highest level is when you know the regret? We all have regrets. We've all made a lot of mistakes. This is not the point about mistakes I'm talking about. But knowing at one point you were in a position where you needed to have courage to make the bigger decision and you didn't. Now, people handle it in a couple different ways. One, you simply take the loss. You're like, yeah, I screwed up. I took the loss. And guess what? You use that as a story to inspire your kids and your grandkids so they don't make the mistake you made. But the other type is people that never advertise it. They hang on to it internally, and it turns into envy. And those people despise people like Donald Trump.
So you think the genesis is really envy?
Oh, there's there's envy. There's delusional. There is frustration. There is an element of lack of being able to logically sit there and look at somebody else and say, yeah, that guy's winning. You know, today I'm having a conversation with two people you would know. They're very, very famous guys on the left, very well-known guys on the left. And I'm telling these guys, oh, yeah, but you know what? What he did was fraudulent in New York and what he's going through with this case. I said, in what way? So are these lawsuits he's getting from lenders that he didn't pay the money back because they don't have any problems with them? What's the problem? And why is it that the exact amount of money that this judge fines him is pretty much the same exact amount of money that he said he has in cash? I have a little bit over $400 million in cash. Bingo. Maybe he should have never said it, because the moment he said that, the fines total around $450 million. Huh, let me think about it. They could have said a $22 million fine. They could have said a $42 million fine. They could have said a $73 million fine. Yeah. Why 450? Because he said he's got a little bit over $400 million. You don't need to be great at math to realize those two numbers, the level of ironicness, the fact that it's the same exact thing. Maybe you're trying to make this guy deplete all of his savings so then you can say now he's going to billionaires and Wall Street people to raise money and he's no longer going to drain the swamp because he's officially joined the swamp and he's officially establishment. So he's not going to owe all these favors to Wall Street guys that he's taking money from, and he's now owned. Maybe that's really what you wanted. Maybe you wanted that picture of being seized assets. But I tell you, you know, God doesn't work that way, and life doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. Future looks bright for those who have courage, and God is on their side. And eventually, one day, all these other guys have to look back, realizing history's not going to write the way they wanted to write about them. It's not. It's going to be quite embarrassing, but no one's dumb today. I'm willing to bank that majority of independents, who are the most important voters in America, not Republicans that they vote Republican no matter who's on the ticket, not Democrats that they're going to vote Democrat no matter who's on the ticket. The middle, RFK said something the other day. He says the independent voter is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I think the number he gave was 44%. I don't know what it was, but it was a big number he gave. Typically, we've always said 10 or 12%, but it's bigger today. And if you think about those guys, what do independents have? Think about what independents have. Independents have something called logic. And independents will sit there and say, I don't know, man. Why are they going after this guy like this? So the lenders didn't go after him? No. So all the lenders, he paid the loan off? Yeah. And the appraisal for those properties, did he do the appraisal? No. Appraisal, you got to go pay to. So then where is the, I'm confused with, and then that girl who says $83 million he owes her, in an interview with Anderson Cooper at the end, Anderson asks, what is rape? And it says, rape to most men is a fantasy. And Anderson's like, what the hell is this lady saying? He has to cut to break. And then she says, I find you very fascinating, Anderson. Independents are not dummies. Independents are sitting there saying, I cannot believe I'm going to be doing this, but I'm probably going to be voting for Trump.
Yeah. You, talking of enemies, you have an unusual title for your latest book, Choose Your Enemies Wisely. And then the subtitle is about business planning. What is the relevance, Patrick, to business of enemies?
Yeah, it's a great question. To me, if I sit down in the last 20-something years, I've recruited a lot of agents that I've worked with. And I'll sit there and I'll ask them, so tell me, you know, why are you wanting to do this? You got a full-time job. You're making $100,000 a year. Why do you want to become an insurance agent and build this? I just want to make some part-time income. Why do you want to make some part-time income? I want to be able to pay some bills. Why else you want to build some part-time? You know, I wouldn't mind taking my wife to Hawaii this summer. She wants to go to Hawaii. I want to spend $15,000 on a trip. Do you love your job? Yeah. How's life? It's good. You're not going to move that guy. Now, let me give you another one. So, you know, why are you doing this business? I'm doing it. What do you do right now? I got a job. What, you know, I'm making $100,000. Why are you doing this business still? I want to make a lot of money. Why do you want to make a lot of money? I just want to make a lot of money. But why do you want to make a lot of money? Because my dad, when I was 17 years old, told me I will never amount to anything. He left us, never called back, never did. I mean, give me a break. Good luck stopping that guy. Hello. Oh, you know, this guy whose family gave him up for adoption, an Armenian mother adopted him, ends up building the biggest company in the world. His name is Steve Jobs. You don't think he's got an enemy? How dare you give me up for adoption, right? So it's either anybody that ever did anything very big to be able to tolerate the kind of pain that you're going to go through to do something big, they have to have the right enemy that moves them. And typically the best enemies give you a lot of stamina and endurance, because a great enemy gives you that kind of energy that can last decades. Because and very rarely will the person who has a very strong enemy reveal who the enemy is. Other people can write about it. Other people can research and find out who it is and speculate. But only one person is going to go to their deathbed knowing who was that enemy.
So it's a motivational function.
More than that. It's way more than that. It's and by the way, Christians have a hard time. You know, well, you know, isn't that a bad thing to have enemies? No, Christians have an enemy. Mm-hmm. Jesus had enemies. This has got nothing to do with that. But for me, you get introduced to a very different human being. You, yourself, the unknown version of you. It's so exciting. So in a business plan that you're right, there's 12 building blocks. I'll just say this for 20 seconds. You got 12 building blocks. After doing so many business plans, I realized I had guys that I would do business plan with. They would write the best logical business plans. And it's six things you have to break down with your business plan. But they wouldn't put a lot of emphasis on the emotion. So then I realized emotion part of the business plan, it's six blocks, is just as important. So those who had emotion without logic, they typically didn't know what to do. But those who had logic without emotion, they didn't know why they were doing it. You give me somebody that spends the right time writing a plan that has all the 12 building blocks, good luck stopping that person.
All right. Well, I am not a businessman. I'm just a guy with a funny accent on the radio and TV.
A great voice.
Thank you, buddy. Somebody, you know, who should do your audiobooks. But I am going to read Choose Your Enemies Wisely, because I'm intrigued. If this guy has built what he's built and has a pretty darn successful podcast, I'm going to read it. So Choose Your Enemies Wisely from our guest, Patrick Bet-David. All right, we've only got a couple of minutes left. You are a very busy man. So I've seen it's cropping up on my Instagram feed. So I've got to ask you, I've got to have one last question on the future of masculinity and manhood. But what is Minect.com? Because I think this is your latest venture, correct? Talk to us about this new part of your empire.
So 8 years ago, I was talking to one of my lawyers, and, you know, when you deal with lawyers, they're wonderful, right? I mean, they totally want to bill you only the amount of money that you spend with them, right? So I remember I had a seven-minute call with this lawyer. He bills me for 30 minutes. I call him, and I had a very friendly conversation with him. I said, Johnny, seven-minute call, you bill me for 30 minutes? He says, minutes roll up. I said, not to 30 minutes. Maybe you roll it up to 10, maybe 15, but not 30. He says, no, that's how it works. I said, what do you charge by the minute? I asked this lawyer. He starts laughing. He says, no lawyer charged by the minute. I said, one day I'm going to build a website or an app that I get to pay people by the minute. So that's how you have. Do you have a minute to connect? Let's connect. Everybody wants to connect with influencers on Instagram, and you DM them. 95% of the time, nobody gets back to you, not on LinkedIn, no. Not on Instagram, not on Twitter. So why don't people get back to people on Instagram and Twitter on LinkedIn? Because when you ask me to answer a question to you, and I have a busy life with family and kids, I'm sitting there saying, you don't value my time. On Minect, you get to pay people to respond back to you in a form of a text, audio, in a form of a video.
Hang on. This is freaking far too logical. How did nobody do this before, Patrick? Did you steal this from somebody? Because this is like a no-brainer.
No. This is the lawyer. I mean, I got to give credit to the lawyer, because we've had a couple hundred thousand downloads already the last couple months. And experts, we are at 7,000 experts who have already joined. And we've had people that have done nearly 2,000 minutes, all paid calls, texts, videos. And just think about everybody nowadays. This year, we did $1 trillion. It's give or take $1 trillion of money is spent this year in consulting.
Yeah.
$1 trillion. But it's no longer just McKinsey or Bain or any of that stuff. You're a consultant. I'm a consultant. A mother getting their kids that's doing homeschooling is a consultant. Everybody nowadays is a consultant. Manect allows you to start your consulting business part-time, and others get to pay you for your advice.
I think I might have to check it out after the show. Manect, like minute, connect, manect.com, M-I-N-N-E-C-T. If Patrick thinks it's a good idea, I think it might be. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, the Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls, and in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-374-4767 right now, or go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to sebgorka.com or call 855-374-4767 to make your best gift right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. All right, last question. We have that piece of advice your father gave you hundreds of times, thousands of times, till the age of 10. Never be afraid to tell the truth. We are trying to build upon that and all the advice that our guests, you know, founding members of Delta Force, SEALs, you name it, great entrepreneurs like yourself, by broadening the aperture. And I'd like to ask you, building upon what your father told you, what advice do you think is the most important thing that you can tell a young man, not your son, but a young man who's being told, especially if he's the wrong skin color, if he's white, if he likes women, if he's a conservative, that he is the devil? What advice would you give to young men in America today, Patrick?
You know, we in America right now have a hero-making machine problem. It's catastrophic where a kid doesn't know what a hero is. Think about when you were 14 years old. Who was your hero?
Yeah.
When I was 14 years old, it was either Michael Jordan, it was either an athlete, it was either a billionaire, the life of the rich and famous. But you had certain people to look up to. You were like, I admire this person. Today, Dylan Mulvaney is going viral. Today, we have the most confused generation of all time because they simply have no clue who's the right hero. So if we can, as parents, identify who a right hero is and sell them why, based on certain set of values and principles, very important. Whoever you admire as your hero, you're going to make better decisions because you're aspiring to one day be like that individual. But at the same time, you know, if there's basic, simple things I want to say to this young 18-year-old, 20-year-old, 22-year-old person that's going through the marketplace right now, if you don't have that person right now, find someone, find it, just like you find a wife, just like you find a girlfriend, just like you find friends. You also got to find the right hero to emulate, and then see if you can go be as close to that person or study them as possible and shadow them. If you can shadow what they do on a daily basis, you're going to pick up a lot of their good habits, and you're going to say, I can do that better. I can do this better. But oh my God, I learned these four different things from him or her. And then the other one is, if you live an aligned life, meaning if the way I live my life matches my values and principle, I live a peaceful life. The moment my behavior, the way I live, is not aligned from my values and principle, I'm bitter and I'm not happy. So the key is to live an aligned life based on your values and principles.
Wow. Okay. That is that is an Instagram reel. I love the first part, find your hero and shadow them. But from personal experience, let me tell everyone, 3.5 million people listening right now, live, and then all the other downloads, what this man just said for men and women, the last sentence, in addition to, you know, reading the good book and understanding who made you, is perhaps the best piece of advice we've had in here. If your values that you say you have aren't aligned with the way you are living, you will never, ever be happy. Nobody's saying it's easy to align them. For some people, it's very hard. It is a struggle all their life. But to have inner, even a chance at inner peace, you've got to live. I love this phrase. This has to be your next book, Patrick. Living the aligned life. Powerful, friends. If you just send this clip to the young men and women in your life, you will have done a lot of good today. God bless you. I hope we can continue. I wish you every fortune. You're a great American. The book is Choose Your Enemies Wisely, Business Planning for the Audacious for You. Audacious, like Patrick, like his great friend and fellow patriot, Vincent Oshana. Please give my regards to that great patriot, Vincent. And check out Minect.com. Follow Patrick at PatrickBetDavid, the podcast as well, and VT.com for Valuetainment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been the Manhood Hour with a very special guest. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is election interference, and they go out and they ask you to post a $500 million bond. Maria, I want to put that in context. I went out to the largest sureties in the world, the largest sureties in the country. They said, Eric, the last time we've seen a bond of that size is when we did the big dig in Boston, which was a $25 billion construction project that lasted almost 25 years. They're trying to put my father out of business. They're trying to take all his resources that he would otherwise put into his own campaign for presidency. This is New York State. This is what we're seeing. Letitia James campaigned on this promise, and now they're making him do something that's not physically possible. Putting up a $500 million bond, bonds that size don't exist in this country. A $10 million bond is a large bond. A $15 million bond is an enormous bond.
I remember the big dig. I lived in Boston when they were doing the big dig. What a disaster. What a boondoggle for the construction workers and the crooked Democrat kickbacks. Oh, welcome. It's Monday, and man, oh man, do we have quite the news package to deliver for you and 3 hours of radio that are simply unmissable. The third hour, the Manhood Hour, with a guest who I had high expectations for this man. But it's going to be even better than we expected. Patrick BetDavid, CEO of, what is it, a dozen companies, incredibly successful. Immigrant, of course, because, you know, who doesn't love America if but for immigrants? And a man who has a very good podcast on which I appeared last year. He will be with us for the whole third hour of the show. Do not miss a millisecond of our deep dive. Where else do you get incredible? We had the... Eric, when was the president on? How many weeks ago was the president on?
That was 1 week ago yesterday, last Monday.
That was Monday. It was a week ago. We had him on for an hour. It's crazy. Do not miss the discussions on the big issues. Not 3 minutes, whole hour. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. Follow us on all social media as well, my Substack and everything else. And just, you know, never miss what we have to do for you. All right. The breaking news as we are coming to the studio today is the outrageous, the absurd, the surreal $500 million bond that President Trump was told he must submit to New York State for him to even be allowed to appeal the case against him for fraud in which no one was defrauded and there were no victims, has been slashed today by more than 50%. Now, we've got to celebrate because it's gone from $500 million to, oh, only $175 million. $175 million, which he has to post in the next 10 days. It's still surreal. It's still political prosecution and persecution, but it is a victory for the president, and Eric Trump is right. But we will keep you updated. We will discuss everything else with regards to what's happening on Capitol Hill, the Mike Gallagher betrayal of the people of Wisconsin. You will not believe the latest iteration, the most recent findings about the so-called jihadi attack in Moscow, and Rona Romney McDaniel, as we were discussing in the production meeting before we started today. Nobody likes you now, Rona. Nobody. Not the conservatives, not the rhinos, and not even your new colleagues at MSNBC. The fact they were openly complaining about you, that's the price you pay for being a true Romney-esque rhino. Okay. The big story, I've got so much personal things to share with you today. I went to the heart of darkness. I went to Portland on Saturday to speak to a group of incredible MAGA patriots. But what I experienced on the streets of Portland, we'll get to that in a second. But the news from Friday that I haven't had a chance to share with you is this letter that I received from the White House, March 22nd. I'll just read it to you. Because why not? On behalf of President Biden, this is on White House letterhead, I'm writing to request your resignation as a member of the National Security Board. Please submit your resignation to me by close of business today. Should we not receive your resignation, your position with the board will be terminated, effective 5 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. I've highlighted a part of the next paragraph. As you know, you were named by President Donald Trump to this position. It is customary for presidentially appointed members of boards like the National Security Education Board, quote, to be aligned with the values and agenda of the president. Such replacement of a member of a prior administration with an appointee of the new one is common and indeed may be how you came to be appointed by the Trump administration. What's that squirrely Washington garbage? President Trump appointed you back in 2019 for a 4-year term, and now we're in charge and you don't have our values. Jeff, the fact that the White House of Joe Biden sent me a letter that I do not comport with the values of the Biden administration, what should I do with that letter?
It's definitely going to be framed.
It is going to be blown up as big as my kitchen wall, and it is going to be put in a big frame. But the weird thing is, Eric, when was I appointed to the Pentagon's National Security Education Board?
I believe it's back when President Trump was in office.
Yeah, it was the July before he left office. How long has Biden been in the White House?
That's 3 years, I believe.
So I wonder why they didn't try and fire me earlier, because I haven't comported with America-hating Biden values since I was appointed to the Pentagon in my second presidential appointment. And here's the rub, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I am a member of the Pentagon's National Security Education Board, and I still am, even though the head of the PPO, the Presidential Personnel Office, who, of course, is a leftist former NGO type, that individual only wrote to me last Friday because of what? Hey, here's a little message to you, Joe. You can't fire me. You may want to, but you'd have to change the legislation that created the National Security Education Board. And you can't do that right now. So you can't fire me. And I am still a member of your board, despite the fact that you announced all kinds of new presidential appointees, including Mark Milley on Friday. Well, I'm going to have fun at the first meeting of the Pentagon's board, because I'm still on it. And here's my response to the White House that I sent on Friday. The federal legislation relating to the National Security Education Board tenure does not allow for incumbent executives to terminate board members early. I reject your illicit demand. Tough. Because we will never back down. Just like President Trump, just like every single patriot who voted for him, you may think you're in control, but just like sand running through your fingers, the tighter you try to grip and maintain power, the more America wakes up and you lose your grip on power. Your tactics don't impress or intimidate me or anyone who loves this country. So I'll see you at the next meeting of the Pentagon National Security Education Board. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former deputy to the President of the United States, who, God willing, if we do our part, will be the president once more. What are you doing about it to make it happen? All right, don't go anywhere. Make sure you're following us for all breaking news on all social media platforms. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us. We are a TV show as well on your Samsung, your Roku, your Fire Stick, and just get the Salem News Channel app. And for unique content, buy me and direct access to me, go to my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's SebastianGorka.substack.com. Let's roll, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.